Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the alleged changes made by Hajjaj ibn Yusuf in his times. Now, it is said, it is reported in a narrative, it is recorded in the Kitab al-Masahif of Ibn Abi Dawud, that he is reported to have changed the Quran at 11 places. Now, this is what is recorded in this narrative, and on the basis of this, there are people, of course, who draw this conclusion that Hajjaj had actually made a minor ascension of the Quran, although there is no Muslim authority who believes in this narrative, because not only is it absolutely baseless regarding its content, as we shall just presently see how critically it does not stand up to the standards of matn criticism. The narrative is also very weak as far as sanad is concerned, as far as its chain of narration is concerned. However, of course, since this narrative has been used by various people and has led many people to think that Hajjaj was actually responsible for a minor ascension of the Quran, it is important to analyze this narrative and see what exactly is the truth in this matter. Now, before, of course, the narrative itself is analyzed, I'm going to just give you a few examples of how Hajjaj or what changes did Hajjaj actually make. Of course, these are 11 changes at various instances in the Quran. Just to give you a few examples, it is said that he changed the word lam yatasanna in Surah Baqarah, verse 259, to lam yatasanna, adding a ha at the end. Similarly, it is said that in verse 48 of Surah Ma'idah, the words originally were shari'atan wa minhaja. He changed them, and the new version was shir'atan wa minhaja. Similarly, at another place in Surah Yunus, the words were huwallazi yunshirukum, and Hajjaj changed them to huwallazi yusayyirukum. So these are some of the samples or examples which I would like to present. And now I'll come to analyze how we can evaluate what this narrative says is true or false. Now, first of all, let us now analyze what this narrative says, not only vis-a-vis its matn, but also it's just not. So as far as the matan is concerned, the foremost objection which comes to mind is the fact that if this had happened, if Hajjaj had actually changed the Quran at 11 places, that how is it possible that his contemporaries, some of the Sahaba were alive at his time, many of the Tabi'un were alive at his times, they did not object to what Hajjaj had done. How is this possible? We know that Abdul Malik ibn Marwan was the caliph, the Umayyad caliph, in whose times it is alleged that he made these changes. So how come he could not stop Hajjaj from doing so? So it is absolutely baffling that if Hajjaj had done so, then none of his contemporaries, none of the people who were around him, could have even raised a cry of alarm, even if it is considered that he was someone very oppressive. And if even that is considered, then why is it that even after he died, no one made this effort to rechange it back to what it originally was? So it is hard to believe at all. Similarly, we find that Hajjaj in his own capacity was just a governor of Kufa. How could he have effected all these changes in the Masahif and made this a new reading? He was just a governor of a province. So how could a governor of a province do something, such an all-embracing thing, which would be instrumental in changing the Quran at all places? Similarly, we also know that if he had, for example, if he would even consider the fact for a moment that he had done so, then how could he have washed what is in the hearts? He could have changed the Masahif, and that too, of course, is not very, very, very plausible. But then, how could he have changed what is in the hearts? How would the Quran memorizers have changed whatever they had in mind? They would never have accepted this. And this is also virtually not possible. Similarly, we see that historians, there is not a single other instance, either in Hadith or in history, in which this report is mentioned anywhere. How could have the historians spared Hajjaj when we know that he did not spare him in many of the alleged oppression that he had committed when he was the ruler? So if he had done so, why wouldn't have the historians pointed this out? We don't find a single historian pointing this out. And of course, then the other thing is that the Abbasids, when they came to power, they blamed the Umayyads for a number of things. And had this happened, they would have surely pointed out this fact and said that one of their governors had changed the Quran. But the Abbasids never raised this objection. So this is, of course, very strange. Now, not only this material, not only this fact, these facts that I've just said, they all go against this narrative. We, on the contrary, find evidence, very, very, very overwhelming evidence, as has been cited by Imam Baqilani, that Hajjaj, on the contrary, had made efforts to regularize the Quran, to make any, to check the irregularities that might have been taking place in his empire, in his province. He had actually called certain people. He had entrusted them the responsibility to see if the Masahif, if some errors were creeping up in the Masahif and people were wrongly reading or writing those Masahif. He had actually instituted a small committee in which he would depute them and tell them to go out and see. And he would even reward people. He would even collect Masahif who were erroneously written and reward people in return for handing over these Masahif to him. So he had actually made a department of seeing if any irregularity was creeping up in the writing or even wrongly reading the Quran. So this is what Baqilani himself has furnished, and details can be seen in his book, Al-Intisar al-Quran, for example. So in the light of this evidence, it is hard to believe at all that this narrative can has any weight at all. Not only, as I said, the matan or the content raises these questions, the isnad also is very, very weak. Now, the reason for that is that Abbad ibn Suhaib, who is a narrator of this narrative, he has been severely criticized by these authorities. And I'll just read out a few comments to you so that you can very well see how our authorities of Rijal have severely regarded him to be an absolutely unreliable person. So Ibn Abi Hatim, he says that Abbad ibn Suhaib, whose full name is Abu Bakr Abbad ibn Suhaib al-Kulaybi, he says that he is Za'iful Hadith and he is Munkirul Hadith and Toreka Hadithu. Yeah, of course, these are very strong comments which impugn his narrations. Similarly, Ibn Sa'd and Bukhari have forsaken him. The words are Tarakuhu. And Nasai says that he is Matrukul Hadith. And Haysimi says that he is Matruk. Abul Fazl al-Maqdisi says that he is blamed of fabricating narratives. So he is blamed of concocting narratives. Similarly, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he did not write anything from Abbad, and he did not consider him worthy enough to write anything from him. And so on. We have a number of other comments as well. So in the presence of this jarah, of these negative comments on the person of Abbad ibn Suhaib, we find that this isnad, or the chain of narration, also is absolutely unreliable. So in a nutshell, we can say that not only the matan or the content of this narrative is absolutely unreliable, and of course it raises those questions, and therefore these questions are convincing enough to tell us that Hajjaj could not have done so. The isnad of this narrative also is severely criticized by our scholars, and they have shown how Abbad ibn Suhaib is an absolutely unreliable narrator. So in the basis of all these facts, we can very safely conclude that it is absolutely a wrong ascription to this, that Hajjaj had changed the Quran at the 11 places. This is an absolutely farce. It's a hoax, and it is something which has been wrongly ascribed. And one must think that not everything which is found in a book, which is, for example, presented by Muslims, not everything written in that book is correct. This particular narrative, as regarded by Ibn Abi Dawud in his Kitab al-Masahif, as I said, invokes this severe criticism not only on its matan, but also on its isnad. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.